California Attorney General to seek receivership for Los Angeles County juvenile halls. Los Angeles, citing what he called repeated operational failures at Los Padrinos and Barry J. Nydorf juvenile halls, State Attorney General Rob Bonta said July 23 his office will move to establish a receivership for Los Angeles County's troubled juvenile detention system. At a downtown Los Angeles news conference, Bonta pointed to ongoing issues with the county's management of the juvenile halls, citing youth-on-youth violence at Los Padrinos in Downey and drug overdoses in the facility. Bonta called the issues system failures that put lives at risk. Bonta said he plans to file a court petition seeking to have a receiver appointed to oversee operation of the juvenile halls, accusing the county of failing to comply with a series of court judgments and orders regarding management of the facilities dating back to 2021. He said the county remains out of compliance with 75% of the court judgment provisions. A receivership would place control of the juvenile halls, which are run by the county probation department, into the hands of an appointed officer of the court. This drastic step to divest Los Angeles County of control over its juvenile halls is a last resort, and the only option left to ensure the safety and well-being of the youth currently in its care, Bonta said in a statement. For 4.5 years, we've moved aggressively to bring the county into compliance with our judgment, and we've been met with glacial progress that has too often looked like one step forward and two steps back. Enough is enough. These young people deserve better, and my office will not stop until they get it. A receivership is the best and only option to turn Los Angeles County juvenile halls around, and we believe the court will agree. The proposal was met with quick support from County Supervisor Janice Hahn, whose district includes Los Padrinos. We have spent years trying to improve conditions, exhausted every tool at the county level, and still, we are failing these young people, Hahn said in a statement. I stand ready to do everything I can to help receivership succeed, and I urge our county leadership, our chief probation officer, and our county lawyers to stay at the table to shape a process that helps ensure the kids who are not only in our custody, but are in our care get the help and support they need. Board of Supervisors Chair Catherine Barger said the development has been a long time coming. For years, I have voiced my concerns about the deepening dysfunction within the department, some of it fueled by the Board of Supervisors' micromanagement, Barger said. Today's action is a direct repudiation of our board's ability to effectively oversee this department. While this request carries weight and must not be taken lightly, my focus remains unchanged: protecting and supporting the youth in our care. They deserve safe facilities, meaningful rehabilitative programs, and a system that offers them a path to growth and accountability. The County Probation Department issued a statement acknowledging issues that have plagued the juvenile facilities, but alleged that Bonta's office had included misleading information in its court filing. Chief Probation Officer Guillermo Vieira Rosa has taken aggressive and direct steps to address several of the deficiencies that have plagued the probation department for decades, particularly around the juvenile halls, according to the department. Since his appointment, the chief has worked to stabilize staffing, improve safety protocols, including to curb the introduction of dangerous contraband into facilities, increase accountability for staff misconduct, bring fidelity to our internal investigative processes, expand access to medical and mental health services, and realign the juvenile system. All of this despite long-standing bureaucratic and regulatory roadblocks. Our hope is that a receivership structure, should it be approved, be used as a collaborative tool to help remove obstacles, not as an isolating mechanism that sidelines the people and systems committed to improvements and reform. Los Padrinos has come under fire repeatedly since it was opened in 2023 to house youth transferred from two other facilities deemed unsuitable for youth detention. The Downey facility itself has been deemed unsuitable on multiple occasions by state regulators, and it continues to operate under an unsuitability declaration. A Los Angeles juvenile court judge in May approved a probation department plan to draw down the number of youth housed at the facility, which has been plagued with issues stemming mostly from short staffing, along with concerns about detainees not being transported to classes or medical appointments. In March, 30 county probation officers were hit with criminal charges stemming from allegations that so-called gladiator fights were being staged among the youth detainees while officers looked on. In early July, an outside contractor was caught allegedly bringing Xanax pills into Los Padrinos. Alejandro Lopez, 21, of Downey, an employee of the nonprofit organization Student Nest, was charged with one felony count each of bringing or sending a controlled substance into a juvenile hall or camp and possession for sale of a designated controlled substance, officials announced earlier this month. It is also alleged that Lopez induced others, including the Los Padrinos ward, to participate in the scheme. 2 days after Lopez was arrested, at least 9 people, including one youth detainee, were taken to a hospital following exposure to an unknown substance at Los Padrinos. Last week, another contract worker was detained after trying to bring a concealed blade into the facility. During the routine security screening at the facility entrance, CityGuard security personnel discovered a flat, concealable knife inside the employee's bag, according to a probation department statement. The employee was immediately denied entry into the facility and probation personnel were notified. The employee, who was hired through Apple One to work with the County Department of Youth Development, was escorted from the premises and ordered not to return while the matter was investigated. A search of his belongings also revealed a canister of pepper spray. Both the spray and the knife were seized as evidence. The employee's name was not released. Supervisor Lindsay Horvath said Bonta's announcement on July 23rd is a reminder of how deeply broken our juvenile probation facility operations have become. She accused the county probation department's union leaders of blocking reform at every turn. In order for a receivership to have a chance at successful restructuring, the state must take on the challenge LA County has faced for decades, employment agreements and civil service procedures that have protected the rights of those who have harmed our young people, instead of the young people themselves, Horvath said in a statement. The union, however, pointed blame back at the Board of Supervisors for the issues. 4 years, the Board of Supervisors has ignored our warnings and failed to invest in the sworn officers who serve on the front lines, Stacy Ford, president of the Los Angeles County Deputy Probation Officers Union, AFSM Local 685, said in a statement. The result has been a manufactured crisis, one that the county itself has perpetuated through chronic hiring freezes, hostile working conditions, and the outsourcing of public safety responsibilities to untrained civilians. LA County Public Defender Ricardo Garcia said in a statement, "Any state intervention must prioritize the safety, well-being, and constitutional rights of every youth. Instead of further investment in a carceral system, state action should prioritize lasting transformation of how the criminal legal system treats its most vulnerable youth, and continue to move away from punishment toward healing, education, and care, not cages."